Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. So we're just talking about the budget and the fact there was no bounce for the Liberal Party, absolutely zero. Mr. Trudeau was planning on that, counting on it, which just says to me that they don't have any idea how Canadians really feel. They don't. They're just barging ahead with programs that we've already, by majority, the Canadian public's already said, don't want it, don't like it, don't talk to me about it anymore. The carbon tax leads the parade. And Darryl told us about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when he was on the program, that the carbon tax is to Justin Trudeau what the GST was to Brian Mulroney. It's the sword in the hand of the opponent. And your sword just broke and you dropped your shield, so chances aren't very good. I mean, you're still breathing, but not much more than that. Now, what was particularly, I think, interesting and pertaining to the issue we're talking about is that after the budget came out and the federal government announced the changes to the capital gains inclusion rates, and it was the doctors of this country that said, whoa, 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 hold on a minute. Particularly family physicians said, hang on a minute. Doctors incorporate a lot of the time because it can be to their advantage and they don't have access to pension plans. And so they buy stocks or they buy a house or a cottage or whatever they can. And then when they retire, they sell it. And the capital gains tax was what it was. It was manageable. And it's gone up. At least it will go up, according to the budget. It's going to be, 75%? It's gone up 25%. I'm not good with numbers, okay? I'm just not good with numbers. That's why I have other people do numbers for me, because I'm just lousy at it. I count to 10, forwards and backwards. It's gotten me through life. But let's talk about the doctors of this country. And we've done this for many, many years, as you know. We've spoken with so many presidents of the Canadian Medical Association. We've talked about the challenges that the healthcare system faces, what the patients face, what the doctors face, what the politicians fail to deliver. And it is the key issue for most people in this country, healthcare. So joining us on the show now is the president-elect of the Canadian Medical Association, Dr. Joss Rymer, joins us from Manitoba. Dr. Rymer, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm fine. I always ask doctors how they are because I always assume nobody else does. We always come and tell you what our problems are, but we never ask you how you are.
Well, that's a bit of the job. So that's what we do. We love to help people get through whatever they're going through. So we can't complain that people come to us with their problems.
No, of course not. Okay, so the problem that the capital gains adjustment caused for doctors, particularly family doctors, please speak to us about that. What was the immediate concern that you had and that you heard from your members?
The big concern that we heard from our members was in particular, as you mentioned, about family doctors, where anything that's going to be putting additional pressure onto the primary care system is something that makes us really worried. When we see that over 6 million Canadians don't have a primary care provider, something like a change to the tax system that's going to impact family doctors raises an alarm for us right away.
And it has the potential, does it not, to chase doctors from their practice, from their profession. It can become an inducement to retire and retire quickly and get rid of what you have, so you don't get dinged harder by the capital gains. So we could lose doctors.
Well, it's certainly possible. And like you said, doctors, for the most part, don't have access to pensions. And so they use their corporations to not only pay their staff, because what many people may not realize is that family doctors, for the most part, they have to pay either rental or they have to own their building. They pay for the utilities. They pay for the person who checks you in at the front. They pay for the person doing the finances in the back, maybe the nurse who's checking your blood pressure. That all comes out of that family doctor's income. And then on top of that, they have to do savings for their own retirement because they don't get pensions. And so all of that goes into why they have a corporation. And with the changes to the capital gains, unlike for personal capital gains, all of the income in the corporation is going to be subject to this change, which means anything that they pull out for retirement is going to have a higher tax than we expected. And so for groups who are paying for so much already, particularly the family doctors, anything additional that puts another stress onto primary care gives me some stress, because I already know that, you know, many of my friends and my family members don't have family doctors, don't have access to primary care. And we don't want to see anything that further stresses that system and discourages people from either going into family medicine, coming to Canada, or staying.
Yeah, as you said, coming to Canada could also serve as a warning to family physicians or students in medical schools that Canada may not be their preferred destination if taxes continue. You know, if taxes suddenly jump up and bite you, that's, it happens with professional athletes. They look at taxes in Canada and they look at taxes in other countries. And usually it's a comparison between Canada and the United States, and they look at taxes in this country, and athletes will say, no, I'm going to go play in the U.S. where I have to pay less. I imagine that you had no warning. There wasn't any note pushed under the table at you at the CMA saying, by the way, capital gains going up.
You know, that's what we really want from the government is a conversation. So, you know, you're saying, you know, that we didn't get any warning. And so that's our big ask is we want to sit down and we want to talk about this and find a solution that's going to work well and produce a fair result. Because we work in a public health system, so we want to pay our fair share of taxes. We want to make sure that we have enough income in the government that we can continue to run the healthcare system. So none of us are saying that we don't want doctors to pay taxes. But what we are saying is we want to have a conversation about how do we do this in a way that's going to encourage people to go into family medicine and not make the situation worse when there's so many other pressures already going on.
Yeah. Dr. Reimer, is that going to be the priority for the Canadian Medical Association? I'm talking about family physicians and the challenges dealing with family physicians and a shortage, 6.5 million Canadians. It's the first link in the healthcare system is the family doctor. And if 6.5 million Canadians don't have a family physician, that's an emergent situation. And the ERs are stressed as it is. Anyway, is that going to be the focus going forward as your president of the CMA?
Well, there's no question that primary care is a big focus for the Canadian Medical Association, because that is the entry point into the health system. And when people have to go to the emergency room to get their primary care, and they're waiting way too long in the emergency rooms to get even urgent care, let alone primary care, it's something that all doctors in Canada care deeply about. Whether we're family doctors or not, we want the primary care system to be there to provide that basic care for everybody. So we're looking at things like how do we reduce the stress on that system by building teams so that, you know, Canadians have access to a primary care team instead of just a family doctor. You know, that might mean they have social workers or physician assistants or nurses or other types of healthcare providers on that team. It also means we want to do things like reduce the paperwork and the administrative burden. Doctors spend like a day a week, family doctors spend like a day a week doing paperwork. Some of that's necessary, but a lot of it's not. And that's really the kind of work that causes burnout. We want doctors to be able to spend their time doing what they do best, what they're passionate about, and that's caring for patients. And so, you know, with the tax conversation, we don't want any additional stressors, nothing additional that those family doctors have to think about and wonder, you know, is this worth it? You know, am I getting the reward for this job compared to how much stress is going into it and how hard it is for me and my family? And so these conversations are important to us because we want our doctors to thrive and do well so that they can be there for Canadians.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.